Welcome to the Future of Supply Chain podcast, where we explore strategies and insights to supply chain, operations, and inventory planning. Join us as we talk to the brightest minds in the supply chain, planning, and operations space to bring you industry-leading knowledge. We'll uncover what's working in the retail space and explore solutions to common inventory challenges. And most importantly, we'll cover what the future of supply chain holds, a future that is in our very own hands. I'm your host, Divya Bade from Fuse Inventory, a female-founded inventory planning software powering the future of commerce. In honor of our seventh and, dare I say, last episode of this season, I wanted to highlight the seven most important things you need to do this year as a planner, operator, supply chain leader of your business. And if you're listening to this and think this episode isn't for you because you're not a leader, then let me stop you and correct you right there. Being a leader in business is as much mindset as it is title, if not more. So if there are people on the ladder above you, just know that these tips are going to help you get to the top faster. These are the things leaders should be thinking of, and if you're caught thinking about or speaking of them, then eventually people will start to look at you as that leader. As the old saying goes, if you look like it, act like it, speak like it, then you are in fact it. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's dive into the seven things you should be doing this year to get ahead of the competition. Number one, if you haven't already, start the reshoring or nearshoring process. I know most people think this costs more than overseas manufacturing. And at face value, it might. But what I urge you to think about is the impact lead time reduction and the change in transportation has on your costs. And if you're wondering how to calculate this, then look no further. Go ahead and Google Cost Differential Frontier Calculator, a public tool available to understand the pivot point of cost benefit. The calculator helps answer the question, how much cheaper does a long lead time supplier have to be to compensate for the increase in demand volatility exposure? Kudos to our colleague, professor, and co-editor-in-chief of the Journal of Operations Management, Suzanne de Treville, who made it her objective to make decision-making tools available to aid those in the cost analysis of localization. Thanks, Suzanne. You rock. Speaking of cost, that brings us to our second point. Number two, set up your inflation plans. Scenario planning is a great way to test multiple scenarios. The strongest planning teams will always have a good, better, best, and in some cases, worst, worser, and worstest. Okay, so maybe that's not grammatically correct, but you get the point. Have a few versions of what could happen so that you're prepared for the absolute worst. A good number of forecast versions to aim for is at least three, but if you're able to do more, then don't let anyone stop you. And if you're thinking that's a lot of work to do, well, it is. Without a system, of course. If you're still operating out of spreadsheets, then there are ways to do this without pulling your hair out. Just send us an email and we'd be happy to have one of our in-house planning consultants guide you. Number three, rethink your safety stock strategy. Do you know what your stock to sales ratio is? In case you need a refresher, this is the monthly ratio that measures the ability of inventory on hand to meet demand. It is calculated as the value of beginning of month inventory divided by the net sales for the month. Depending on your receipt flow, it might make more sense to do average inventory for the month instead of what you started with. In any case, if you're wondering what a healthy ratio looks like, ultimately it's what's best for your business and cash flow. But as a standard, 15 to 25% is pretty healthy. You essentially want to be as close to zero as possible. Anything over a one means you have way too much invested in inventory. So how do you get this down while still maintaining your sales? One way is to really focus on a select few products to target, as those are the ones you never want to stock out of. This lets you be a little bit more lean in dollars invested elsewhere. You can look at your safety stock across all products and just understand you don't have to have the same amount of on hand for everything. You can carry 4 weeks in one item and eight in another if that's what makes the most sense for you strategically and financially. Rethinking the strategy should also consider the location of inventory. For example, you can have a healthy stock-to-sales ratio for a store that is near a DC or has sufficient in-store inventory, but a store further away may not have the same numbers due to the logistics of getting inventory there. A thorough analysis should include a by location analysis along with the channel and total business roll up. Number four, set up an S&OP process. We have a whole episode dedicated to this, so I'll make this point short. Set up an S&OP process so that the entire business is aligned and you're spending less time chasing your tail. Episode 1 of this season covers this in more detail. In essence, S&OP is an intricate process to align the entire business. It ensures you can meet the needs of your customer in the most profitable way. Check out the episode or a blog post to learn more. Number 5, work on relationships. There are small ships, tall ships, big ships, but nothing more important than relationships. I'm talking about your supplier relationships, retail relationships, and even your internal team relationships. Let me break this down. Relationships are the key to making change happen. Think about it. If you worked just you, yourself, and you, well, you'd be running around in circles. The right relationships fostered in an authentic way are always going to be your strongest weapon. We talk more in detail about supplier relationships on our blog and other episodes. But to summarize it all, these relationships are going to be what helps you when it comes to negotiating, prioritizing, pivoting, and supporting all of the nuances that go into supply chain. And if you're wondering how you foster these relationships, just put yourself in the supplier's shoes. What would make you stand out and create a genuine relationship with your supplier? Maybe it's frequenting them for some face-to-face quality time, or maybe it's sending them additional business. And I know this would mean more competition to you on the production line, but what you've now become to the supplier is an extended member of their sales team rather than just another client. And frankly, if new clients are what puts you behind in the production line, then it's probably not the right supplier for you in the first place. Retail relationships would essentially work the same way. These may be more local, so if a targeted in-person meeting isn't really your thing, you can also try attending events you'll know they'll be present at. The benefit of these relationships will be long-term, and sometimes you'll have to redo the legwork if people leave, which is a more common case in retail than manufacturing. But the right relationships will certainly come in handy when you're looking for more sales channels or trying to offload some inventory. Heck, you can even leverage retail relationships to benefit your supplier relationships. Mega, I know. And lastly, I mentioned relationships with your team. These are just as important. Operations touches all aspects of the business, hence the last point on the importance of S&OP. But regardless of whether it's through that process or on a one-off basis, these relationships with your team are what will make you more successful in the long run. Relationships take time and need to be consistently cared for. Otherwise, you're going to look like somebody who only reaches out when they need something. And that's just not a good look for anyone. Number 6, analyze, assess, and repeat. I pulled this tip out of the S&OP process. But it really warrants being its own tip because this applies to everything outside of that process. Analyze these 7 tips, assess if they work for you. Heck, make your own list and repeat. This applies to your forecasting, leadership, day-to-day, the list goes on. With the roller coaster that is planning, remember to take a moment to pause and R. That's the acronym for analyze, assess, and repeat. Hopefully you'll remember it. Number 7, lucky number 7, do a systems audit. I used to think back in the day that it made me a stronger planner if I could build everything in Excel. But what took me a few years to realize is that it actually makes you a stronger leader if you recognize that systems are resources just like people, and often you can get more out of investing in the right systems and helping alleviate some burden from your team. So that being said, I strongly encourage you to do a systems audit. And of course, planning and supply chain don't work in silos, so whatever you consider will need to work with the other systems your business uses if you plan on keeping them around. You can also present strong recommendations to the leadership team if it makes more sense to consolidate systems. In any case, thinking big picture will always signify your strength as a leader. Regardless of what position you're actually in, tapping into these 7 tips can help set you apart and on your way to a successful rest of your year. If you'd like to learn more about how we can help with any of these tips, email us at hello@fuseinventory.com. We'll look forward to it.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of our podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Fuse Inventory, an inventory planning solution for the digital age. Fuse centralizes inventory sales and procurement data to generate a predictive forecast and inventory replenishment plan to help brands scale their supply chain. If you'd like to learn more, please visit fuseinventory.com or follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Plan less and do more with Fuse Inventory.